you have Christ involved in dispute with the scribes and Pharisees on the question of marriage and divorce. Not merely divorce, marriage and divorce. That's always the question. All right. Now, in that particular discussion, the scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, "How come you do not grant a bill of divorce as Moses did?" And Jesus answered, "Moses allowed a bill of divorce because of the hardness of your hearts. But have you not read that in the beginning," and in the scriptural passages, that's in italics to indicate it's referring to Genesis, "in the beginning, God created the human, male and female, he created them, and a man shall leave his father and mother and cling to his wife, and they shall be two in one flesh." Jesus quotes chapters 1 and 2 in his response. He wasn't merely opposing divorce and remarriage. He was reaffirming the norm of sexuality as the man-woman relationship, the permanent union of a man and a woman, and the hope of children. Notice I didn't say children were inevitable. There are many marriages in all parts of the world today where people try to have children, do not have children. And those marriages are just as real as any marriage where there's 10 children. The point I'm making is a child is always a gift of God. It doesn't always come. And we know that. So many people know that. But the point I'm making at this juncture is that Jesus was confirming the Old Testament. And then he added his own clincher, which still exists, and was the reason why Thomas More and Bishop Fisher put their heads on the block in England about the year 1535. What God has joined together, let not man put asunder. That's the teaching about marriage, which Christ gave.